Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we wanted to do a little reaction video, I guess, reaction podcast to the last podcast. So I put out a talk that I did in Minneapolis, that I did in Noosa. And honestly, it was my prediction of where I think we have to go in e-commerce. And predictively, it got some pushback in Minneapolis. It got a little pushback in Noosa, a little less so actually in Noosa than we got in Minneapolis. And I think, John's probably got some opinions on this as well. And so I can't wait to like just talk through some of the reaction that we got. And you know, I'm not trying to bust anyone's objection. This is my prediction. I think there's plenty of evidence out there of like why this is probably the case, but I could be wrong too. I don't like to be wrong, believe me, but I could be wrong. And so I don't know, we talk about it. If you haven't watched that, pause this, go back, watch the last episode on our feed, on YouTube, on Spotify. I would recommend watching it with, you can see the slides, you can see me talking through it. So probably on YouTube. But go watch that if you don't know what we're talking about first, so you're not confused on this reaction. Essentially, though, I'm saying in 5 years, you're going to need to produce meaningful content in your business, whether that's written, video, or audio, as Gary says. And I show a bunch of different ways that you can do that in your business. And I genuinely believe the more you do that, the better off you're going to be. And so that doesn't seem like such a controversial statement. The more content you put off, the better it's going to be for your business.
No, I don't think that's a controversial statement. I think, you know, it's true now in a sense. I mean, we talk about SEO and the importance of SEO for high ticket dropshipping and all of that sort of thing. And so you've got to have content to do it. Even SEO, it's just, as you know, in today, it's a fairly specific type of content. You know, it's primarily going to be written and et cetera, et cetera. And I guess what you're talking about is that's going to, you know, probably morph a bit into, yes, it'll still be that, but also, you know, people who do more than that, as far as content goes. So maybe they have a podcast, or maybe they have, you know, a YouTube channel, or maybe both, or, you know, there's even other types of content that are not those things as well, that those people are probably going to be more successful than people who don't do that sort of thing. So I think, I don't think that that's wrong. I think that would be true today. If you went out and started a podcast in your niche right now, that was specific to your niche, that was aimed at your ideal customer for your e-commerce business, you're probably going to do better than some other people too. I guess what you're saying is that's just going to be more likely. So I think where the controversy probably comes in for people is like, not even really that that's a controversial statement, probably just more that it's a challenging statement for most people who want to do dropshipping, because most people who want to do dropshipping probably think a bit more like, I'm going to be a bit more faceless. Like, I don't want to put myself out there. I'm scared of that. I'm fearful. I don't know how to record a podcast. I don't know how to get in front of a camera and hit record and do something good, because I think it has to be super perfect. Right, I've got to be super polished all the time. And so I think that's where probably the resistance to this comes in. I don't think it's untrue that that's the case for sure. I mean, and you're not the only person who's saying that. I think it's true as well, right? My issue with that concept is that content requires attention, right? Because people have to consume content for it to have an effect. And there is only so much consumption time available. So if everybody puts out tons of content, not everybody can actually win at that. So, I mean, that's my challenge to that statement, that content is the future. And there are other people who are out there right now spruiking that if you want to build a successful business, all you've got to do is go and make heaps of free content and the people will just naturally come to you. And that's true for some people. But if 100 people are putting out content and there's only 100 people to watch that content, 90 of those people's content is just not going to get consumed, because there's not enough. Every person, I can only consume X amount of content a day. So if you get to the point where there is more content, even if it's quality, even if it's great, the number of people watching actually over the next few years is going to start decreasing in Western countries. It's not going to increase anymore. That's the trend right now. So who is watching this plethora of additional content, which is already coming out on top of what's available now? Who's consuming that? How is it getting consumed by humans? And I think that that is probably the one chink in that armor is that I don't know, like, and this is outside of the world of dropshipping, because I don't think there's ever going to be that many high-ticket dropshippers that this is in reality a problem in the e-commerce space. But a lot of people just say, I'll do more content. Like, it's an off-the-cuff thing that you should just do. And I think that's the hole in that argument.
I don't think there'll ever be too much content, right? And when there is, you know, my favorite statement, the market is the market, right? Like, the people who aren't good at it, who aren't putting good stuff out, aren't going to knock at the views. I'm not sure there's ever a point where there's too much, right? Like, the idea of 1,000 true fans has been around for a while. Certainly, I think you should have more than 1,000 true fans in a high-ticket dropshipping business. But I think just having an audience expands your opportunity even beyond your high-ticket dropshipping business. So, like, we talked a lot about in that presentation of how it could drive you current business. I think it's going to open up even more opportunities. I'm not sure I see there being a point where there's too much content that can't be consumed. I think it'd be a great day. I think too many people absorb too much content already, and so maybe they'll absorb even more. I don't know. I've never really thought about that aspect, that there'll be too much. I would think it would just consolidate.
Well, it may. But, I mean, what I think is where people kind of misunderstand this a little bit is that people, as always in online marketing, there are people out there who oversimplify what you need to do. Just go and create content. Yeah, but if everybody does that, then content is going to become, I mean, it already is, to be fair. It's going to become more competitive, right? So it's still going to be like, it's not just going to be enough to create content. You're going to have to do that better than everybody else as well.
And you I think you'll have to find your little niche. I think it's right. But your little pocket. So I'll use a different business. Not high tech drive. It's my pet health business, right? Let's imagine we want to do this in pet health. The first place you could start is simply writing content for SEO. So that's super easy. We talk a lot about that here. The next place could be a podcast interviewing veterinarians, right? Or a podcast interviewing some of the dog influencers. Or again, there's like different ways that you can carve out your little thing. We could have a video that is like literally just cute dogs, and you could get all the stock footage in the world. What's that South Park episode where it's like cute dogs through a fisheye lens, and it's like, there's so many different ways that we could produce content that would simply get our brand in front of people. And so I don't know if there's like, I think you're going to have to find your little pocket. You can't do everything. You can never do everything well, let alone do everything. And so, you know, you kind of have to find your little niche. But if you can, I think the biggest opportunity hands down is like being entertainment in your industry. And so can you be entertained? If you sell, John Murphy sells hunting e-bikes, right? Can he simply put out content of somebody with a GoPro on hunting? Like, other hunters are going to watch that, right? Same as video game players like to watch video game players. Like, I'm an amateur poker player. I like to watch people play poker. I think if you can be entertaining, whether that's through just doing, whether that's through recording interesting people, that's probably going to be the biggest channel. But again, you can go all the way back down to just SEO. Can we just write content that we should be writing anyway? Can we then maybe record a YouTube video? It can be faceless as well, comparing the same things that we did in SEO. I think it'll be a while before we have too much. And even by the time we have too much, then, you know me, I believe someday we're all sitting in goggles and robots are massaging our legs to keep our blood flow going. And so maybe at that point, that's all we do is just get dopamine after dopamine after dopamine from all of this content. But I don't know. I think there's going to be a large window of time where if you can provide your person content they want to watch, they're going to want to watch.
Hey, if you've been thinking about starting your high-ticket dropshipping journey with us here at Dropship Breakthrough, but you've got questions, you're unsure about what's inside the course, you're unsure if it's right for you, or you just love to hear from the experiences of our students, you can jump on a free call right now with a member of our team who is also a Dropship Breakthrough student and successful high-ticket dropshipper to talk about all of those things. Just head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call today. Yeah, well, it's the truth right now. I mean, I wouldn't even be waiting for the future to come on this one. I mean, if you listen to this or you listen to that last episode that Ben referenced at the start and you think, heck yeah, that's something I could do. That's exciting. I can think of ways that I could do that, whether that's me personally or even, you know, working with somebody else who does that or getting somebody to do that for me or whatever it might be. Like, I challenge you to go out and start doing it right now, because if you do it right now or in 2024, this year when this is getting released, you're going to be ahead. You're going to be way ahead of the game, because, you know, in the high ticket dropshipping space, not many people are doing that, those sorts of, for want of a better word, alternative types of content, you know. outside of the more traditional kind of written form, blog posts, you know, pages kind of content. So, yeah, I would challenge people, like, don't wait for this. Just do it now. And I got to say, I mean, producing content, I mean, you're listening to such content right now on this podcast. I mean, this is fun. I think this is way more fun than just writing articles. I know you find SEO fun, but like that gets a bit boring after a while. This is fun. Like you have so much creative control and you can take it in so many different ways all the time. And I think it's a great way to build a business just from an enjoyment perspective.
The other piece of resistance that we heard was this won't work in my industry.
Yeah.
So I challenged people in the room and we had some ideas in Minneapolis. If you're in our course, you can watch the live videos. I think genuinely we could come up with ideas for any industry someone's in high ticket dropshipping. Yeah. You just have to think outside the box. We reference this. This is our content. And we do a lot of how-to. And that's just what our content is. Would John and I like to do other content? I think so. I think we're trying to explore that. But there's many different ways that you can do this besides just what we're doing, right? Or what you've seen in the industry. And I gave some examples in that presentation, right? To see the two gentlemen literally just playing golf. I think they could point that traffic anywhere, let alone the money they're bringing in from YouTube ad revenue. Or to see Ryan Hall, all he's doing is a weather forecast. That's it, right? And like weather junkies are watching that. And so whatever you sell, there's a junkie behind the screen. Or if you follow what we teach, there should be a junkie behind the screen, right? We try to push you into passionate things, but there are B2B industries and those people have different things that they want to consume than people who are in, you know, passion-based industries or, you know, if you're selling something that's a necessity, that's going to be a different as well. But you can really narrow down who you're selling to and then go figure out what they are entertained by and do that. That's one angle. Or you can interview experts in their industry that they need to consume. If it's B2B, they need to consume that for their job. I just think there's a lot of opportunities here. So if you're listening to this, if you're watching this on YouTube and you're like, this won't work for me, please put it down in the comments. I'm sure John and I could come up with some ideas for you. Heck, maybe we'll even record a new episode talking directly to you.
Could be a new episode format. How would we do content for this niche?
Good content. I'm up for it though. I like the challenge and I like to think through that. Heck, when we've been riding around here, again, we're recording this while we're together in Australia. I've been pitching some weird ideas to John and John's like, yeah, dude. Like, I don't know whether they'll be good or not. I don't know whether they'll land or not, but you have to be willing to put yourself out there and give some things a try. And so do I think this is the first thing you should do in your business? No, there are many things that you can do to drive real revenue. Mm. Build an employee base, build an audience of buyers to which you can point this stuff. And I just want to encourage people to do it. I hope I didn't turn people away by, you know, who am I to make a fucking prediction, right? Like, I get the industry a little bit, but at the same time, we're all guessing here. No one knows the future. No one knows what it's going to hold. And so it's just my prediction. I hope I didn't offend anybody. I hope I didn't make people scared that they think they need to do this in order to be successful, right? Because the steps are proven. We've gone through it on the podcast. We go through it in the course. Find your person, find the products, build a site, call suppliers, put up your store, run Google Ads. That's how you start. That is the beginning of everyone's journey as it stands right now as we're recording this video. And if you can do that, you're going to make some sales. Then you can invest in SEO, which I think is your logical next step, and CRO and email marketing and everything else that we teach in Dropship Breakthrough. And then hopefully you want to experiment and see what else you can do. But do the core things. Do the basics as best as you can. That you have to do that first.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't think that's about to change those steps anytime soon. You know, it's hard to say.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.